listening to Good News Geek with your hosts, John.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Matt.
I'm Batman.
And the Proby.
Spare me your asinine aside, you pathetic pomposity.
Join them as they embark on a journey through pop culture, sharing the
good news, everyone.
Hello and welcome to Good News Geek as I muster up all the energy I possibly have. Greetings, gentlemen. I'm John.
I'm also John.
No, you're not.
You're not John.
You can't be me.
Oh, okay.
I can be me.
Well, I don't want to be the Proby. I guess I'll be Matt.
Okay.
I'll be the Proby then.
Yeah. Yay. You would. You would be the Proby.
You would be the Proby.
How is everybody?
Good, but it's been a long time since we've gotten together.
It's been maybe one or two days, months.
Months.
I think it's months. Yeah.
I think at this point, it's been so long, I can't be called the Proby anymore.
No, I don't think. Oh. I don't think we couldn't record for long enough to get to the point where you no longer consider Proby. I mean, as a date of recording is the 5th of April.
Yes.
And I've been planning a New Year's episode and it just kind of never happened. We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. So what is your New Year's resolution, guys? Record more podcasts, I think.
I think that's what we said.
I think record more podcasts. Yeah. Initially, it was going to be about what's like the cliche thing we always do, like each of us do in the podcast. Well, our New Year's resolution should be not to do that. So, for instance, me, it would be not to rag on the Star Wars sequels, for instance.
Yeah.
Or you.
Not to
I don't
be
know.
So handsome and steal the show.
Yeah. And
me to actually watch a show that we said we're going to watch.
Oh, yeah. We'd hate for you to have to do that, wouldn't we? But I have been watching some shows. One of the shows I've been watching is Star Trek Picard Season 3.
Season 3.
And you guys watched it, first of all. Let's get that out of the way.
I've started. I'm not up to date, though.
Okay. What about yourself, Proby?
For these listeners, I'm currently looking off to the left and trying not to be noticed, as I have not seen any of Picard.
Your head is fairly large and difficult to hide, so... And you're sitting right in front of like the main light source in the room at the moment.
True, yeah. That's right on me.
Well, I have watched it and my wife has watched it and I think we're in consensus that she's not here to defend herself. It's bloody good.
Yeah, I've heard positive reviews. I've heard that it is very different from the first two seasons.
That's its biggest selling point.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't you rag on Picard season 2?
Me?
He rags on everything.
Rag on a beloved sci-fi property? Never. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, awful. Well, not awful. I mean, there's worse things.
Yeah.
Star Wars sequels. There's worse things out there.
Weren't you going to not rag on Star Wars as
well? Well, we didn't do that segment, did we? Because it's like
it's 4 months
a third of the way or more than a third of the way through the year. it was pretty bad the first two seasons. It just lacked something. Like it lacked, you know, like when I watch Next Generation or Voyager or whatever, it kind of feels home and familiar and it's the Star Trek universe, for want of a better term, right? Mm. It didn't feel like that. It felt like something new and something different. You know, and I get lots of time has passed and how we make shows have changed and things like that. But I think this season shows you can have the heart and spirit of the original in a new package and it doesn't cause any issues. So I really loved it. I'm liking the story. And, you know, I prefer episodic storytelling because I haven't got the patience in my old age to put up with crap for like a month or several months to finally get to the end of a story.
Yeah.
But this has been good because it's been keeping me on the edge of the seat. Don't really know what's going on overarching and yet that's unraveling itself. But they kind of reveal something new every week, like a new character pops in every week and you get a bit more Star Trek goodness, not just from Generation, but also from Deep Space Nine and Voyager. It's delicious. If Catherine Janeway pops up in it, I don't know what my wife is going to do. She'll probably have to start CPR because I'm probably going to have some sort of medical episode.
If you hear a rumor that it's going to happen, you should probably put plastic on your seats before you sit down and watch it.
Put plastic on the inside of my pants. Cut out the middleman. Yeah, so I'm loving it. There's lots of nostalgia. And like I said, like every episode, I'm just waiting for something more to happen. Mm-hmm. I guess the only criticism I would have, and this is because...
Just one.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm liking everything. I love the
Breaking
ship.
Breaking news.
I love the ship design. It looks excellent, like really high quality production. Is that one of the main villains.
Yeah. Good
villain? She's kind of a... I don't know. She's like so evil. She's like a moustache twirling villain.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's like
almost,
really
almost comically evil.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
I don't like this. Like, I think it's played too much. Is she perhaps she is mentally unstable?
Does she have a terrible evil laugh?
Yeah. Yeah. But like a laugh like she's like really enjoying herself, like she's on a swing or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I'm just like, oh, I not only am I evil, but I really enjoy she's evil. The, like it's so much fun.
She's the main baddie?
Yeah. So and it's a group that's a baddie, but she's like the face like right. Of the baddies for now. There is like a baddie behind the scenes that you don't really see except in like comms.
Yeah.
With yeah. the moustache twirling lady who's, and don't get me wrong, the actress who's doing the job,
yeah.
totally selling it, like really good performance. I just roll my eyes a bit when you get those so over the top villains that are just evil because of being evil.
Yeah. They're a plot, their backstory is I am evil.
Yeah.
Therefore I evil.
And I'm not sure what you're up to, but the episode I've just watched, you do get her backstory. And so you do feel like, well, there is justification in her mind for where she got. The only issue is that how she came to villainy is not a lot of, it's not something that a lot of people can relate to. So I like the villains that they're basically human, but they don't have to be human, like species wise, but like they're basically a person who has undergone something that anyone could undergo. Mm. And that is responsible for their transformation from being a normal law-abiding person to someone who is willing to break the rules to get either revenge or to get some sort of justice for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're the kind of villains that I really like because you can empathize with them.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a villain like Matt here who we can't empathize. We're just like, you're just evil for the sake of being evil.
Exactly.
You can only not empathize with me because I have no empathy.
There's that too.
Yeah.
So I don't want to spoil too much, but what they went through
He spoils everything.
Is torture. I don't know a lot of people.
I know.
In the first world, at least, that have gone through torture as a rudimentary part of their day and forms who they are. So it's not really relatable.
Well, I mean, I grew up with Proby, so.
It's close.
You're right. I think you'll relate to this villain.
Yeah.
but yeah, but that's just a choice for me. That's what I prefer. From a villain, yeah. but others will love it. And so, and like I said, the performance is excellent. That's and in good. Fact, the performances of everyone has been great.
It's normally like the villain who, you know, their parents were killed or something when they were young and life took them down a bad road and, you know, one thing led to another and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm a jerk.
Yeah. It's almost like they're a victim themselves.
Yeah. That's like the.
Somebody cancelled their favourite sci-fi show.
And yeah. Relatable. Yeah. They like, you know. It could have been you or me when we found out Firefly got cancelled exactly. way too early. Yeah. Boom, terrorist.
Because that's how real life works. but yeah, no, I'm loving it and loving the ships. I know you're from the shorts. Ship out of it. Yeah, absolutely. Every now and then you see a ship that I've seen on Star Trek Online. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you know, like why wouldn't you use the excellent library of ship design that they've got? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, for sure.
In the first season where they use that like copy and paste one ship design for the entire fleet.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's crap. That is just not, you know.
I was expecting that. Very similar to what you're saying now. When, you know, in the your beloved Star Wars sequels with the big ship battle at the very end. You know,
yes.
There's so many hundreds of thousands of ships in there. There's so many.
Different kinds.
Different kinds, but there's like, you know, all the, I remember having the Star Wars books back in the day with all these like crazy, like none of that was there.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, there's
a couple
so
of hero ships just so you, you know.
Yeah. I recognize that one. Yeah.
Yeah. And the rest could have been flying debris for all we knew.
True.
But well, yeah.
While we're talking about shows and transitioning to Star Wars, we should probably talk about The Mandalorian.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
How many episodes are out now?
Or six.
Because I've only seen.
Yeah, I reckon you're right.
I've only seen the first one because I started it thinking it was all there and remembered, oh, wait, it's a weekly thing.
Can I remind you that you
so then I
provide stop. Lame and not very inspired comments in a geek podcast?
You're welcome.
You might want to like watch these shows.
Yeah. My point was is I always binge this stuff. I did. Season one, season two. I waited till it was all out, binged it all, enjoyed it tremendously.
I would say that
I started and went to go to watch episode two, and it played a trailer, and I was like, "What?"
I would complain that he does need to be up to date and can't just sit and binge everything because we do host a regular science fiction podcast. But then again, we haven't recorded an episode for 3 months.
Yeah, but so. this is when the creative among us go. He is the reason.
Ooh, good. Yeah.
We've been waiting for him waiting for him to catch up. We delayed it 1 month, then that's the next month, and then the next month. We're like, no,
this is
no more.
This is a lie, folks.
We're going to call you out for your lack of diligence.
Cancel this man.
So what did you think of it?
I think it's good. I mean, it's still, you know, the best Star Wars TV show on the air at the moment.
Controversial.
I'm not saying all. I'm saying is Obi-Wan on the air at the moment?
No.
Is there any others on the air?
Exactly. So it's the best one.
No. What a cop out.
Hey, it was better than Boba Fett.
You know, The Mandalorian is the best Star Wars show showing that starts with M and it ends with DeLorean.
You just wait for the Star Wars Back to the Future crossover called My DeLorean.
Anyway, yeah, look, I think it's okay.
Yeah, it's.
I think it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with it.
No, I mean it's doing what it needs to do. It's got the two things that it needs to keep doing. It has Pedro Pascal and it has Baby Yoda. So my kids keep watching it. That's it. That's all it needs to have.
With what the girlfriends are watching it and wives are watching it for as well.
Yeah.
But he barely shows his face.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
That's the part I like about it. So, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. But nothing's kind of like.
And it's not groundbreaking.
It's not really drawing me in like Picard is. Like, I look forward to Picard.
It has finally, you know, gone a little bit into some of the old universe lore stuff that they're bringing back in with all the Mandalorian stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good to see that come back in.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that.
It's just not overly compelling. Like it kind of spoon feeds you everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's working towards something. It's just kind of like we're going along on this journey. Ooh, Easter egg. Ooh, Easter egg. Just to keep you hooked.
Yeah.
But nothing's like building. Like I don't feel tension in the story.
No, it's not. There's no tension.
It's like, okay, well, let's just wait and see what happens next. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They'll be fine. You can't kill Baby Yoda.
No, exactly.
You can't kill the title character.
No.
So unless you kind of get us invested in some of the side characters to the point where we're like, we really care about what they're doing.
Yeah.
There's nothing kind of building any tension. I think that's all it is. It's about tension. Like with Picard, I wouldn't be surprised if we see quite a few characters maybe get it, cop it in the neck this time. Mm. So the threat of that is a pretty big deal for me. Mm. And that helps build the tension and like what's going to happen next and blah, blah, blah. Don't have that with Mando, which is fine. Like I said, there's nothing wrong.
Well, let's move on then to another show that's not on your list that we're looking at. But
I have watched it.
If you haven't, you should because it again has Pedro Pascal. It's the Pedro Pascal hour. Last of Us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
No, I don't have it. The Paramount?
It's on Binge.
I don't know.
Binge. Yeah, I don't have Binge. So
you used to.
Used to.
All right, everybody. This is what you do. Okay?
So
you
I was going to Pirate Bay.
You go to google.com and you create a free Gmail email address and then you go to binge.com and you sign up for a free trial with the email you just made.
Yeah.
And then when your free trial runs out, you go to google.com and you create an email address.
Yeah. Keep going. Tell me.
And then you go.
How about we stop before Google drop us off of their podcasting service?
Why would Google care?
Yeah.
We're directing people to their.
True. However, Binge. However, Big Man 69 is taken, so you can't use that in Gmail. Okay. Well, tell us about Last of Us. Is it worth watching?
It's really good. It is good. I mean, for a video game adaptation. TV show adaptation that a lot of them have been rubbish. It's good. It's really good.
I saw a lot of scenes. So I watched a thing where it was like a bit of a compilation of video game footage next to the
some of it show. Is shot for shot.
Yeah, they've done it's a really incredible. Good job of pulling off the storyline and really enhancing that side of it. The storyline is what The Last of Us is all about.
It is the game, yeah. And they have a lot of Easter eggs in it for people that play the games. Like a lot of the characters that originally voiced the main characters show up in the show.
That's cool.
Doing other things. So the the person that voiced Joel is in the show as a bad guy somewhere. And a few of the others, the one that I thought was really good was the person that voiced Ellie in the game, the main girl, is in the show playing Ellie's mother.
Yeah, so I saw that. Yeah,
her looks and her voice are spot on.
That's very
good. And it's really good. But yeah, it's a really, really good show. So I encourage you to watch it.
Excellent. Well, perhaps I'll do that. And Big Guy 69.1
69.
Yeah, might show his. Well, we won't go there, shall we? Well, that's a good recommendation. Thank you for that.
Yes.
All right. So going from show. Actually, before we move on from shows, there is something I want to have a chat.
Too late. We've gone.
No.
I brought up a show the other day.
I think it's Morphin Time, guys.
Morphin Time.
Yeah. Have you seen the trailer for.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not excited for it.
Why are you not excited?
Because.
I'm not seven?
Yeah.
Shut up. I know. You're not seven. Correct. You're more like five.
We know that you ask for Power Rangers toys for your birthday.
Yeah. See, they're there.
Yeah.
It's right behind us.
Yep.
Helmet.
But most people.
Most people.
Most people. Most sane people.
Adult.
I have you know. They are very popular at conventions and not with children. Because children don't know who they are. They're not the current Power Rangers. I don't even know if there is a current Power Rangers actually. But
what sort of fan are you?
I'm a fan of a particular generation.
Oh, he's the Star Wars fan of Power Rangers.
No.
My generation is the only good generation. Everything else is terrible.
Well, first of all, I'm a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers supremacist. Zeo sucked because their costumes sucked and they were pretty sucky. I like the ones from the movies too. That's, again, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I just think they look the best. Design-wise, you know, with the dinosaurs, it was a nice thing and the power coins and whatnot. And they're like, oh, no, now you need the Zeo crystal for reasons that have nothing to do with selling new toys and other such things. So I like the original.
So you're upset because you now have more toys to buy?
Yeah. Like if I was to collect them, I'd have to buy more. But I'm never going to. The only thing I need now is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers to kind of – finish my collection to a point where I'm happy to like leave it at that, is the Megazord.
No.
That's made up of the individual Zords. So not just like a figurine of the Megazord. That's not good enough. It needs to come together.
The only thing you need.
But they're quite expensive.
Is professional help.
No. No. No, no.
Which one's
whatever.
Your favorite?
The white Ranger.
Yeah, white Power Ranger, isn't it? You just like the
no.
White he loves. Power. He loves white power.
Loves white power.
Shut up, you dicks. I like the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
You know, played by Austin St. John. I know that there
Jason?
Are current. Yeah, Jason.
Yeah.
The original Jason Red Ranger. Original Red Ranger. Yeah. I mean, I believe that you know he's been charged with some sort of fraud offense. But
I always liked the Pink Ranger for some reason.
Yeah, she's pretty good. Mm. She's pretty good. But yeah, well, because he was like the original leader, right?
Yeah.
And had all those leadership qualities, someone to look up to as a role model at that age. You know, who doesn't like a 23-year-old playing a 17-year-old or however old they were? Actually, I don't even know how old they were at the time. But yeah, I really liked the show. I used to run home after school to watch it. And so it has a special place in my heart. So I am looking forward to seeing those guys in their spandex again.
You would.
And the girls too, I guess.
Only now we're getting to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Although, unfortunately, Amy Jo Johnson is not returning in the show.
No.
Her comment was, I think I'm too old to dress in spandex. I disagree.
Well, we'll give her a call and let her know that.
Oh, yeah. So I'm sure she'll be thrilled.
John says.
Some
John
says. Old fat guy from a podcast is disappointed.
Really like to see you in spandex.
He says that you would look great in spandex. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. That's right. And forward, please, any pictures to bigguy69 @gmail.com.
Somebody actually has that email address, I'm sure.
I'm sure of it. Absolutely sure of it. They're going to get a bunch of spam there. Yeah. I am looking forward to Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers once and always. And you can all stick it up your ass. All right. Shall we talk about something that's been a bit controversial?
Yes.
In the fandom? Or maybe it's not the fandom that's made it controversial, it's everyone else.
Yeah, it's sure. I mean it is the fandom, but it is a wider community.
So this is obviously Hogwarts Legacy.
Yes.
It's a game and I've been playing it a lot.
Yeah, I finished it twice now.
What is wrong with you?
I wasn't watching Mandalorian, I guess.
So I've not quite finished it all because I don't necessarily have the patience to run around and try and find every Tom, Dick and Harry to talk to and bring back their frog or whatever, or go kill some dude for them or whatever the case might be. But I have been going around using the unforgivable curses quite a lot.
Yeah, I definitely made myself an evil person.
Well, see, I wasn't. So during the story, because it's not a moral-based game, so you can still
There's
learn.
There's like moral-based questions and answers. But it has zero.
Yeah.
impact.
Which means you can learn the forgivable curses in the game, which I did.
Or choose not to.
Or choose not to, but it makes no difference. So I did. But in the end, the final decision.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Is. Why would you learn them exactly? I want to know all the spells. I would feel incomplete if I couldn't learn all the spells.
Yeah, that's what you're going to say at your trial in front of the Ministry of Magic. Why did you learn the unforgivable curses? Well, you know, I just I didn't want to have
something that I didn't know.
Yes. I've got my book here and I didn't tick them all off. And
I'm sure the Wizard Agamot would be able to make the right decision in that regard. They were like, you know what? We agree. You should have a well-rounded education and know all the elements of magic.
Yeah. I just wanted to know what not to do, even though I did it a lot.
So now I recognize what not to do and I've practiced it to the point where I'm really, really good at it.
Would you like me to show you?
So I know not to accidentally do it now. So everyone's safe. And if I was to use it, you know, hypothetically, I'd be so good at it. There would definitely be no inadvertent killings. It'll all be intentional and premeditated.
Did you finish the storyline?
Yeah. I finished the story. I've just not completed all the bits and pieces to 100%.
Yeah.
Although my wife is definitely well on the way to doing that. But she is a completionist.
I am too. The second time going through, I stopped after the playthrough, the main storyline. But the first time I did like 100% playthrough and then ran out of stuff to do and I got a bit bored and I was like, there's no new games out at the moment. I'll just play again. And this time I'll do a different house.
So what did you start off house-wise first?
Slytherin.
Okay.
And then
– that tracks.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. And then I went Ravenclaw.
I would have picked him more for a Hufflepuff.
It's rude.
Ravenclaw.
They went Ravenclaw because apparently –
thank goodness this game allows you to choose which house you go in. Anyway, sorry. I mean, you can. I'm not insulting. You can take that in whatever way you want. And as a definite Hufflepuff, you probably will.
I'm definitely going to use an unforgivable curse.
He's already got his hand on his wand.
Well, it doesn't ever come off.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Although,
got to be ready.
That's it.
You know, for anything.
So yeah, I found the game excellent.
My 13.5-inch ebony rigid.
First of all, it's a 13-inch ebony wand I have.
Oh, okay. Mine's 13.5.
That's
just what Oliver told me.
Maybe when you hold your breath in, it is.
Suck it in.
Yeah.
Are you measuring from the top of the wand or from underneath?
From the very base underneath.
Yeah. Yeah. From the other end, yeah, at the back.
There's not much girth in it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did sync with my Wizarding World account.
So did I.
So yeah, that was a 13 inches ebony dragon heart string. And my Patronus, though it doesn't come up in the game, hopefully at some point they do, is a black stallion.
You guys are such fucking nerds.
I forget what mine is. Forget what my Patronus is.
And you're there like being all casual. I'll wait for it to come out on Switch. Yeah. You know,
I haven't even played the game and I don't have a – what was it, a Potter World?
No, it's a Wizarding World.
Wizarding World. I don't have a Wizarding World.
It was
World
Pottermore account. And I keep on calling it Pottermore, but it's Wizarding World.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, on that note, how do you like the game?
Yeah, it was good.
Really good?
Well, it expands the story, but also it sticks you into Hogwarts, which
was very cool exploring.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it. I mean, I got lost all the time and I still can't find my way around the place.
I definitely, at first.
Blue powder.
Yeah. At first I was like, I'm never going to learn this. It's way too big. Then by the end of it, I'm like, I know exactly where I need to run. But
what about the flu powder lady?
Oh, the most annoying thing, if I could use an unforgivable curse on her, I freaking would. Holy crap. Oh,
off on another adventure, are we?
Shut up.
Yeah. You have all this to look forward to.
I'll get around to it.
Very frustrating. That's definitely that and just the little sayings that there's like three of.
Yeah.
That they just repeat.
All roads lead to Hogsmeade.
Oh my God. Every time you even get close, you're not even meaning to go in there. You're just running past it. You're like, no, I'm running out of it. Sometimes and it says it. You're like, exactly. Oh, stop.
Stop. Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. But yeah, no, it's and look, you're in a game where you explore.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a lot more than, say, a linear game. So if game designers are like, oh, we only need three phrases for when that happens. No. No, no.
No, no.
No. You need
you
like
know, the other thing that 50. Really annoyed me. What were the game designers thinking? You know, you're in a game, you're in a world where there's magic, right? Mm-hmm. You can do anything almost yes. whenever yep. you want. What we're gonna do is you could do anything you want. You could interact with whatever and do cool stuff. What we're going to do is put 700,000 globes everywhere that you can run past and spin.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of them
yes.
everywhere and cats that you can pat. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. You should be able to do more than, maybe you could transfigure the cats. You know, like you press X and maybe one time you pat them, but another time you might turn them into a teapot or something interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's with all the globes?
There are too many globes.
There's one. There's like seven in every hallway, yeah. every house you walk into. Yeah. There's like globes everywhere. You're like, what is this?
They're obsessed.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah. So great game.
It'll be this tiny little cottage in the middle of some crappy little village and they have a full-blown gold-plated
yeah.
globe just sitting there in the corner of the house.
Like, yeah, and it's probably worth more than they earn in a year. yeah, no, look, great game. Take it away from the controversy, right? I'm not going to get in the politics of that and the merits and things like that because I live my own life. I like to do things I enjoy. I enjoy the world, the Wizarding World, a lot. This is an opportunity to be able to immerse myself in it. You know what? I'm going to spoil myself and do it, and why shouldn't I?
Absolutely.
So I enjoyed it, and if you're looking for a Harry Potter-esque experience, or at least in the world, the Wizarding World.
Have you ever wanted to see Hogwarts and 700 globes? Go have check
you,
out.
Have you ever wanted to murder people without consequence using magic? Then this is your game.
It's very true.
Yeah, and this is actually part of the reason, well, it's not just this game, it was more the Jedi game. We'll discuss that shortly. Uh-huh, uh-huh. The justification for getting the Xbox.
Yeah.
The current the version of Xbox. Yeah,
yeah. Yep. Very good.
And we've got Xbox because who has the patience to wait for PlayStations? Whether it's PlayStations or a new car, you just have to wait forever for everything at the moment. Or apparently Red Bull, which is in shortage. Yeah. A likely story from the probing.
We got it. We got there.
Yeah, but we got a four pack of
the last one in the whole state, apparently.
That's right. Had to beat off an old lady.
It was an old dude.
It was an old dude.
Yeah, so really great game. And speaking of great games, I hope are great, Jedi Survivor.
Yeah, that's coming closer and closer.
Not long now.
No.
What date was it coming out? What was the release
this
date?
Month, like 20-something, 28th maybe?
Yeah, okay.
Comes to mind. Don't quote me on that.
I have a pre-order down for it on yeah, me the Xbox, too. But I just couldn't remember when it was coming out. I wait for the text message from EB Games to tell me that it's here.
We placed a order with EB Games as well.
Yep.
We had a bit of extra money lying around and so like responsible adults, we immediately
spent it
on pre-ordering a game.
As you do, absolutely.
Because that's what adults do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There's been another trailer dropped only recently which made it more exciting again, which was cool. So,
yep.
Another trailer. So
using actual gameplay and engine footage.
Well, I hope you enjoy it because I'll not be around when it comes out. I'll be gallivanting around the world.
Yeah, jerk.
Yeah. So
and where are you going?
I'm going to hell. Yeah. Finally. Yeah.
Had time.
But yeah, it means I'll miss the Perth. The release. Yeah. A whole nother country, Perth. Yeah. But yeah, so I'll miss the release, so you'll have to let me know what it's like.
Well, if you're going travelling, I'm doing you no favours. So jelly.
Yeah.
Sure. Right, so you're not going to be here. We're going to be enjoying the game, so we might have to get together.
Yeah, well,
Proby and I to do the next episode.
Ooh,
yeah,
it'll never happen. I'll just do it solo.
No, exactly. Yeah, yeah,
it's been a while, but I can do it.
Yeah,
or I could set my cats up. Though if I do that, they might outshine the Proby, and there'll be no need for him to come back. Because at least they purr, you know, and it's not creepy.
Yeah,
when he purrs, it is very, very creepy.
And I don't know how, but he's licking himself the whole time as well. It's the weirdest thing.
It is the weirdest thing. Yeah. So,
well, that's coming out. So, another game that's coming out soon, which I played the open beta for instead of playing Hogwarts, Diablo 4.
Oh yeah, nice.
That was a lot of fun. There was
I saw some gameplay of that.
Yeah, two weeks of open beta if you pre-order it, which I have because it's you know it's a Diablo game.
We're
gonna get it.
We did play a lot of Diablo 3.
We certainly did, yeah. So, yeah, I played that for a couple of weekends and it was quite fun. So that's
I feel like this has been coming out for a long time.
They've been talking about it for ages. Yeah. But, yeah, it's actually now coming out. So.
Yeah, actually, I saw the new trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6.
Mm.
They saw it on a Hallmate TikTok the other day. Rockstar dropped the trailer, so... That's coming out as well, but not probably for a while.
No, that'll come out when we die. That's Rockstar.
But at least they've dropped the trailer now. So
I would like them to, because there's an add-on or patch or whatever you want to call it. I'm not up with the lingo these days, where you can play GTA 5 as a police officer and respond to calls and patrol and stuff like that. I would really love something like that. There's games like Police Simulator made by smaller.
Yeah.
It's just not satisfying. But I do watch from time to time people go around as cops and uphold the law. Unusual in the States, I imagine. No, of course that's
contrary. do they do just as good a job as the real ones? And
Well, no, they actually make arrests and put bad people in jail.
Not just shoot them.
That's a bit controversial. We jest, of course.
Yes.
God bless our men and women of law enforcement.
Absolutely. We're jesting, so please don't use brutality on us.
It's awful. Yeah, I really like that because it's, I don't know, going around killing hookers isn't really my speed.
Someone
did buy me the game for Xbox. I think I played it twice.
Mm. Killed a couple of hookers and then gave up.
I'm like, yeah, this is not fun at all.
Yeah, they don't even
fight. This is not as advertised.
They don't even fight back.
Yeah, so I just thought, whatever. Is there any trailer or gameplay or storyline information regarding the new release?
So it says in the trailer, like, it's basically they've redone Liberty City, Vice City, which is Miami, yeah. And then I think that was just maybe those two. I don't know. But you can go between the two or something. And there's, it's like the same place, but new and better and all that. So,
are you drinking boba?
I am.
Why didn't you bring us all about that?
Yeah. Come on, man. Bring some drinks in.
It's my dinner. I'm not the proby.
Yeah, that's true. It's not his job.
Yeah.
What is his job?
Well, he contributes to this podcast.
Oh. I. No.
You are also here. I know. Anyway.
So it looks like we all have a few games coming out soon that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Actually, going back to the Harry Potter thing, I saw that there's a new Harry Potter HBO series about to be.
What?
It's just been, have you not seen it?
No.
Okay, so HBO have announced that they've purchased the rights to make a new Harry Potter series based on the original books. Each season will be a different book, would be each book.
So it's essentially like...
What, telling the story of Harry Potter or like other people?
Yep, Harry Potter from...
Oh, really?
Sure that's not an April Fool's joke?
No, it's been all over the place. There was a April Fool's joke about a new Harry Potter movie.
I thought it was going to be like, you know, the series follows, you know, Hufflepuff House doing, you know, fuck all while Harry goes off and saves the school for the 15th time.
Like we'll have to put a little E on this episode. I think that's the second F-bomb you've dropped tonight.
Me?
What?
He's furiously Googling right now.
Look, I'm just fact checking, all right? Because there's one thing so they are officially in talks, Warner Brothers and HBO Max, on a TV adaptation of Harry Potter books. A source close to the situation tells IGN. So obviously our source, IGN, thank you very much, Google. But, you know, it's a source.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Shall we?
HBO is a really weird place for a Harry Potter TV show because I don't remember much sex and nudity happening in the books.
Well, we read
a different set of books. I think maybe mine was fan fiction.
Yeah, I think so. I think the fact that you wrote it probably should have given.
We're probably going to, with HBO running it, we'll probably have a black Harry Potter and a trans Ron Weasley.
Another source here.
Yeah.
Is that J.K. Rowling is in talks to produce the series on HBO Max. Oh my gosh.
Dumbledore's definitely going to be a super flamboyant gay man then.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you're that good at magic.
Yeah.
Who's going to argue with you? He did defeat Grindelwald.
He did.
Yes.
And then he died like a little biatch at the astronomy tower. But, you know, it's all part of the plan. You kill me and everything's sweet.
Oh, see, there you go. I've given you something to look forward to, maybe. Yeah. Or maybe not.
And we'll never refer to this ever again.
No, we're striking this from the podcast.
Although, if it doesn't happen, we'll hold him personally responsible.
Just so we can rehash something. Did I just contribute something to this podcast?
Time will tell.
It might end up being a April Fool's.
It might end up being a red herring.
Yeah.
So going from
I was going to say, like, you didn't bring it up and I was thinking, I'm surprised you didn't bring it up. Oh. Maybe you don't know.
That's a pretty good assumption.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought I should. Anyway, continue.
So from something that may not happen to something that is definitely happening.
Happening sooner than we all thought.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. We should definitely.
Now, I have seen one or two clips, funny clips like on TikTok that I didn't know. I was like, what is this from? Which it looked pretty hilarious, to be honest. I want to see it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to see it. I've heard it's pretty mixed. Some people are saying great, some people are saying terrible from what they've seen of it so far.
But for what reason? Like, is it terrible because it's not, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not a complete,
like, historic,
accurate.
Yeah, I think that's one of the complaints people have is that it's not accurate to Dungeons and Dragons. It's essentially just a fantasy movie with big name actors in it. That
with Dungeons and Dragons theme.
That just has the Dungeons and Dragons name, essentially.
Well, you know, is that a bad thing? Do we really want to watch a movie for 3 weeks that eventually ends and everyone's like, oh my God, thank God that's over? Because that's my experience of Dungeons and Dragons.
Not mine.
Maybe.
That being said, it could be because we're all doing it remotely. Remember we tried that?
Yeah.
And we tried recording it, but it's like, oh my God, like a billion hours of recording.
Recording footage.
That killed my computer trying to edit it. Literally blew my computer up trying to edit all that.
I haven't tried the real thing. It's something that I definitely want to try, but I don't know if I have the time to dedicate to it.
Mm. Matthew here. But did a movie, it for 9 years,
much more palatable.
Yeah.
Sorry?
He did it. He was doing Dungeons and Dragons for 9 years. We've been friends for a very long time. He did it for 9 years without telling me.
Okay. In my defense, I also did Speed for 9 years without telling him.
And you started that 3 years ago.
Exactly. I'm ahead. And I most definitely told him.
You definitely didn't.
Yeah. Well,
you definitely.
I think we've had this argument before.
We have. You have. We haven't. He's still wrong.
I'm definitely not wrong.
Well, no, you're the probie. I think there's a good idea, a good chance that you're wrong.
I'm definitely not wrong. It was still one of the funniest things because I remember having that conversation. We were on the phone. I said, oh, let's catch up. Like, I'm free like Monday night or whatever. And you're like, can't. I've got D&D. I was like, what do you mean you got D&D? Like, yeah, I'm going to got my D&D group.
What?
Yeah, you know.
We play every Monday for like
every Monday.
9 years.
You know, like, you know, I play every Monday. I was like, no, I didn't know you played D&D. You're like, yeah, I've been doing it for like 9 years.
What?
Well, the fact that he expected you to know and he said at that point that he'd already told you.
He hadn't.
The evidence seems to suggest that perhaps he was being more truthful than you.
He just, it slipped his mind. I think he just didn't want me to join his D&D group.
I think that if you were a real friend, you would have asked about it before 9 years.
Yeah. Where do you disappear every Monday?
Yeah.
It's like those close Clark Kent never realizing that, wait, he disappears every time Superman's around.
A real friend would reach out every once in a while and go, how you go, mate? What's up?
Have you know, played
how
you D&D feeling? Lately?
Are you playing any D&D games? You know, a real friend would do that.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on 20-sided die? Yeah.
But, okay, going back to the movie, I thought it looked good in the trailer.
Oh, yeah, the movie.
Yeah, it does look good. I mean, I'm absolutely going to see it because even if it's a terrible D&D movie, it's still going to be an amusing fantasy movie. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And it has Chris Pine in it.
And look, at this stage, who doesn't just want some light entertainment, something to laugh at?
Yeah.
Yes.
What we need is a good Leslie Nielsen movie. It's a shame, really.
It might be a bit of a slow movie
might,
at the moment.
He might not have as much screen presence. Yeah. Anyway, those sorts of movies where they're just an absolute piss take.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I guess people are less able to laugh at themselves these days. So it might not be as successful a movie as once those sorts of things are.
True.
Well, that's basically the end of the guts of our show.
Mm.
But I did want to discuss something really quickly.
Mm, something after the guts.
Yes. So it's coming around the tax time and hoping to get a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. Don't get a lot. We don't have a lot of disposable income. It's probably releasing more than... So don't scam me because you're not going to get much. That's how you deter scammers, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, trust me.
I'm broke, mate. Don't bother yourself. Don't bother.
I've already stolen his identity. There was nothing in it.
Try to get credit cards, but not even the dodgy ones would give you one. But no, so there we go.
You're like, also, don't audit me, please. Yeah.
Oh, audit away. My affairs are so simple. an idiot couldn't get it wrong. Neck minute. Anyway, so I was thinking, what do I need to do? I've got an Apple Watch, which ever since getting, I can't be without. Like on days where I have to go back to a proper, and I'm a watch person.
Mm-hmm.
When I have to go back to a proper watch, I keep checking it for text messages when they come through and I go, oh, I check my heart rate. Because I had, and the whole reason I got this was because I've had a bit of a heart flutter kind of appear. And I'm like, oh, it'd be nice to know what's going on. Doctor said it could be this thing. And I knew that the Apple Watch can detect that thing that he said. And so it's like, it's a bit of peace of mind.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good excuse to get an Apple Watch.
It is, because Apple have this ultra version now. which as a watch person.
Why did you seductively stroke your microphone when you said it's like ultra,
ultra version? Because I'm a watch guy and right, this is okay. Like an Apple Watch that looks like a watch because it's like, it's a bit beefier and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so I'm getting one of those. And I think my wife, who is currently slumming it with a Fitbit, might be getting an upgrade as a result of that as well. But I've been wanting a gaming chair for some time.
Mm-hmm.
So right. This is my office. I use it to work from home every now and then. Certainly did during COVID.
Sure.
But I need something that I can
sit. You work
sit
from home
fly.
For like one day a week and stuff?
Yeah, right? That's right. Yeah. So I have a regular day. But, and that's great. Mm. But, you know, if you're sitting in it for too long, it gets uncomfortable, which is fine when you're doing work because you should get up and get away from the computer. And I'm all
and not
for
do work and go play
that.
Harry Potter or something like that for a little bit.
Look, me with me, everything is above board, mate. Don't you worry about that. But I need something
I've had a lot of construction workers say that to me too, and I haven't believed them either.
Are you comparing me to a construction worker? How dare you? No. So I'm like, okay, maybe a gaming chair because I was at a friend's house, right? This is how it all started, and I sat in his chair, and it was like being cradled by angels, obviously of the correct age. Don't picture cherubs in your mind.
No cherubs.
No cherubs.
Ass.
Yeah. These are fully grown adult
naked angels.
Naked angels.
Are we
suspending me in the air in front of this computer? I'm like, wow. Like, don't get me wrong. They've always looked impressive.
Sure.
But I've thought maybe they're not all cracked up. They are.
It depends on the brand. So there is certain brands that.
Good brand, Secret Lab. Yeah,
right. That was the chair I sat in,
yep.
And it was amazing.
Yeah, they are good.
They better be for the price.
Well, yes. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Gaming chairs are good
on you,
if
isn't
you
it?
Spend the money on it. If you buy a cheap $100 gaming chair, don't bother.
It's actually way terrible. Yeah. Yeah. I did buy a cheap one. One of my first ones back, I'm talking years ago now though. And the armrests like moved all the time and it was frustrating. And I'd get out of the chair and I'd be in like severe panic. And I honestly think like I have back problems nowadays. And I think it might've been, I was a gamer, obviously still am a bit, but not as much as I used to be. And I think a lot of it is sitting in that chair for hours at a time playing World of Warcraft and raiding and stuff like that.
And that's
for,
the thing.
8 hours and stuff. And then I'd get out and be like, oh my Lord, my back.
Because I'll fly for a couple of hours, right, at least.
Yeah.
Right? I'll have to get up and just move around because I'm going numb, right?
Sure.
It would be good to have a chair where I can just
sit
fly
in the angels.
And sit and get up just to stretch my legs, but not because I'm in pain. So, yeah. So you reckon that it may be worth the outlay?
I mean, if you spend the money on it, they're definitely worth it. I mean, I've had some cheaper ones. I've had some slightly more expensive ones. The one I'm using now, I just had to buy a chair because same as you, I'm working from home now.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a chair. I was borrowing a chair from work and I was about to change jobs and couldn't keep borrowing their chair. So I bought one, which is, it was still on the cheaper range for gaming chairs. It was like 300, 350, something like that. And it's one of the not big, thick, classic leathery sort of ones. It's one of the, it's like good cushioning, but it's got like the mesh ergonomic back to it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I sit in it for, 8 hours a day for work and then I go and get some food and then I go back down and I sit down for another 4 or 5 hours, playing a game or watching YouTube or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic.
Watching YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Something tube.
Yeah. Well, yeah, one of the tubes, yeah. it's obviously it's taken a punishment already. But it's
is it vinyl?
Yeah. It's got that pleather easy wipe.
Okay, good.
So yeah, but my only
food stains, obviously.
My only suggestion would be don't buy a cheap one to test it out because it's going to be crap either.
Waste
spend
of money.
The money or you
or
know.
Just get a good office chair as well, either or. But yes, the good gaming chairs are good.
I mean, I suppose that's the thing. It's not even necessarily a gaming chair. The more money you spend on a chair, the more comfortable the chair is going to be, whether it's a gaming chair or an office chair. I mean, hell, you could get a recliner that does the tilt thing to, let you stand up and move and you could be
the
real
posture care chair.
Yeah, exactly. You could be sitting at your desk in an armchair with your full flight simulator set up. And,
the only thing I could think of for advice would be sit in as many as you can and don't just go, I like this one, I'll buy it. Mess around with it as much as you can with your arms, the, you know, the hydraulic up downs just to see if you like it. Give it a good wiggle, you know, wiggle around in it, you know, all that sort of thing, because you'll feel that some of them might have like real cheap wheels or something like that.
You're still describing a chair and not a partner.
Yeah.
Rough around.
I assume around by the time you got to wheels probably talking about chairs still.
Well, she's
you're into some weird stuff.
I mean, a lot of the ones
we will get cancelled.
A lot of the ones in the retirement village are in wheelchairs by now.
Oh my gosh!
Try not. Oh,
you guys are the worst.
Yeah.
I'm glad I only see you once a month. All right. Well, on that note, I think coming, you know, towards that time of the year, it looks like a new chair is on the cards.
Good idea.
It was either that or something we needed. So I guess that's what's going to happen. We don't need a new vacuum. We can just sweep the whole carpet. Well, guys, thank you for joining me. Sorry it's been so long.
That's right. It's been good to catch up again, and it'll be good seeing you guys again in, August?
Yeah. I think it'll be time for our Christmas special by the time we see each other again. But we will be back next month.
To discuss
I can almost
the
promise.
Bad Batch.
Yeah, we almost promise it.
And we'll definitely discuss the Bad Batch because that's into its second season? Third season?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know, whatever season. I am actually watching it.
Scott's not watching it.
The last episode of this season, whichever season that happens to be, I think it's two. I haven't watched the final episode yet.
Right.
That's out. But I have watched everything else and it's been pretty good too.
Gotcha.
Pretty good. That's all I'll say.
Well, we'll talk more about the Bad Batch next time.
Because I think we'll do
a deep dive.
Bad Batch, we'll do a deep dive. Once we've seen all the episodes, we're all up to speed.
Yeah.
And we can discuss Omega and the
great benefit of fish oil.
Omega 3? She's Omega 1. Anyway, thanks guys. And thank you for listening to Good News Geek.
This podcast is produced by a small yet dedicated team. Good News Geek is not a revenue-generating enterprise, but a labour of love. If you like what you hear, be sure to tell people about us. Your podcast presenters are John, Matt and Scott. Produced by John. Social media by Matt and John. Edited by Yolanda and John. With music supplied by purpleplanet.com and fesleyanstudios.com. Drink supplied by Scott, the Proby, and Bestie Not Forget It.